Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Svetlana Lakova, who's written a book that is stunning in the scale of Soviet espionage in America in the 1930s, 1940s, and afterwards, long before the whole idea of finding communists in the State Department. This is actual, genuine Soviet espionage activity for the top secrets of America, the spy who changed history. But Trotsky is in Mexico. Stalin is in Moscow. They hate each other. And they both have launched plots to assassinate one or the other. Somebody's going to die first. We know now from history that Trotsky dies first. And that ends the plot against Stalin. However, Stalin wasn't satisfied. Svetlana, did Stalin arrest all these spies because he thought they were Trotskyites, or because it just the process ran away from him? He lost control of it.
Well, there is two parts to it. So first of all, from the 75 who went to the MIT, the person who was arrested was Mikhail Chernyavsky, and he was the military intelligence as opposed to the civilian intelligence, which was represented by Shumovsky and others, so the NKVD. And what happened with him is in 1935, and this is how I came across this whole story. I was writing my PhD on a subject called the Kremlin Affair. And what happened is a man called Kirov, who was Stalin's successor, chosen successor, was shot at the party headquarters. And that got the security services to investigate the security in the Kremlin. And the Kremlin, now obviously you know that as a landmark, but in those days it was where the Soviet leadership lived as well as worked. And it transpires that there were lots of people within the Kremlin who were plotting against Stalin and the leadership because a lot of people disagreed with their policies. And one of those people was Chernyavsky, because he was reported by another person that he was preparing a bomb to assassinate Soviet leadership during a parade. And he was organizing all of this together with people inside the Kremlin, like the Kremlin staff. And it was in the process of this investigation that it transpired that, in fact, he previously went to America. So the investigation was 1935. He previously went to America in 1931. And he tells about the story where he went with a group of Soviet students to America in 1931. And so I'm reading interrogation protocols, the NKVD interrogation protocols of this plot against Stalin in the Kremlin in 1935. And that's how I come across this completely unknown operation, which was being kept secret by the Soviets for all these years, about how Soviets penetrated American research institutes and took up technology. So in any event, in 1935, there's this investigation, and Chernyavsky is the only person who is going to be executed. For this plot against Stalin. But in the process of this interrogation, he names another person, Ray Bennett,
right,
who was also in America. And she, at that point, she doesn't get executed. She gets arrested in 1935. But what happens, and by 1939, the war is coming, and the level of, one of the things that Trotsky was saying is that he will help any foreign power that would invade Soviet Union, he will be on the other side. And there was this, warfare, etc. So there are two parts to it. One is the immediate part, which is in the aftermath of the Kremlin affair. And then there's that second part in 1939, where a lot more people, unfortunately, died. But in terms of the specific group of people that we were following, which is, people like Shumovsky, they most of them survive.
But Tupolev is arrested, correct, and accused of of espionage.
Yes, two politicians arrested. That's a little bit different. That's less political. So they were there were lots of problems where, you know, for example, you know, airplane would fall out of the sky, and there was an argument about is the designer's fault or the pilot's fault. So he was arrested for some time, but he continued his work. There were special prisons where the designers were able to continue with their work, and then he was released and awarded. Shumovsky had some problems because some people later on reported him as a Trotskyist, and he was invited for some interrogations, and it looked like he might have met a very bad end.
We have to save Shumovsky because there's a big project coming up. So we're going to stop it there. Tupolev was accused of not being a Trotskyite. That's important because he lives because of that. Svetlana Lukova, the spy who changed history. When we come back, the atomic bomb and the B-29 to deliver it. Spied.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.